Daily Sidereal Vedic Astrology Forecast, October 29th, 2025. Hi, and welcome to Daily Sidereal Vedic Astrology Forecast, designed to help you move in rhythm with the cosmic current rather than against it. This forecast combines the Hindu Panchanga, the ancient Vedic lunar calendar based on the moon's phases, with the Bhrigu Nandi Nadi BNN system of Jyotish, which decodes how karmic energy travels through the four angles of life. Self first, home, fourth, relationships, seventh, and destiny, tenth. If you're new here, welcome. You can also explore the free Vedic astrology audiobook playlist on my channel for deeper learning. Let's begin. Pash Panchanga of the day, October 29th, 2025. Vara, Budhavara, Wednesday. Mercury rules this day, bringing focus to communication, study, and the fine art of clarity. The intellect is sharp, but with Mercury in Scorpio, words carry emotional depth. Every conversation has weight. Today's key, speak truth, but with tact. Tithi, Shukla Saptami, waxing seventh lunar day. A disciplined and focused Tithi. Saptami energy brings illumination. The light is growing and awareness expands. It's ideal for structured action, presentations, or taking something from idea to execution. Saptami carries the warrior energy of sun's discipline. Time to stay on path without distraction. Karana, Vanija brings diplomacy, trade, and problem-solving. Great for negotiation, financial decisions, medical or social work, and resolving complex issues. The mind is fair and solutions-oriented. However, avoid people-pleasing. Your wisdom must serve balance, not manipulation. Yoga. Dhridhi yoga gives patience, resolve, and steady strength. You can wait for the right timing without anxiety. This is the yoga of wise persistence. Fantastic for strategy, teaching, or legal planning. If you've been feeling uncertain, today's cosmic tone restores confidence through logic and order. Nakshatra, Uttara Ashada, ruled by the sun, the later victorious one. This nakshatra is about enduring success that comes through integrity, not quick wins. It emphasizes ethics, teamwork, and leadership. People may test your commitment, but if you stay sincere, your long-term influence strengthens. Today's Uttara Ashada plus Dhriti Yoga combination favors slow triumph through consistency. Think of it as sowing trees that will shade generations. Planetary overview. The moon moves through Capricorn, 3-3, grounded yet ambitious, forming harmonious ties with Mercury, Mars, Saturn, and Neptune. It's a day for emotional structure and practical decisions. You may feel drawn toward responsibility, the kind that secures your long-term goals. The sun at 9 degrees Libra continues to balance the need for diplomacy with the inner drive for justice. Mercury in Scorpio opposes Uranus in Taurus and sextiles Pluto in Capricorn, bringing breakthrough insights but also sharp words. You'll see truth, but share it wisely. Mars early in Scorpio aligns with Saturn in Pisces, adding discipline to passion. Slow, steady action outperforms impulsive leaps. Venus in Virgo still maintains a soft link to Uranus, keeping creativity alive and unexpected beauty flowing through your routine. Jupiter exalted in Cancer acts as your moral compass, expanding emotional maturity. Meanwhile, Neptune and Pluto, both linked harmoniously, continue reshaping inner vision. Deep psychological transformation meets mystical understanding. BNN angular activation, the karmic flow. In the Bhrigu Nandi Nadi system, the four angles, first, fourth, seventh, tenth, act as karmic gates where potential becomes visible reality. Today, Moon in Capricorn activates the 10th angular field, bringing karmic manifestation through career, responsibility, and purpose. Whatever you've been cultivating internally now finds its way into public form. Actions speak louder than intentions. Moon-Mercury harmony strengthens communication in leadership roles. Moon-Mars and Moon-Saturn connections demand disciplined passion. Your emotions want structure, not chaos. Mercury opposite Uranus brings shock clarity moments. A sudden truth could liberate you. Pluto's link to Mercury adds psychological insight. Don't fear what surfaces, it's meant for release. BNN's angular chain rule indicates that this 10th house activation simultaneously energizes the 7th, partnerships, and 4th, inner foundations, meaning that professional clarity now stabilizes relationships and inner peace by week's end. What to embrace? Steady focus. With Dhriti Yoga active, patience is power. Work methodically. Open yet grounded dialogue. Mercury-Pluto encourages profound conversations. Talk about the truth, not the surface. Accountability. Moon in Capricorn calls for owning your commitments. cooperation. Uttara Ashada thrives on teamwork, success through mutual respect, reflection through silence. With Mercury opposite Uranus, overtalking can drain clarity. Let pauses speak too. What to avoid? Verbal impulsiveness. Mercury in Scorpio reveals secrets fast, guard confidentiality. Controlling outcomes. Drudy's power lies in timing, rushing will backfire. Judgment or cynicism. Moon-Saturn energy can feel strict, temper realism with warmth. Overpromising, stick to what you can deliver. Intimate and emotional energy. Love today has the flavor of truth meeting maturity. Couples, honest discussions about responsibility or shared goals strengthen bonds. Singles, encounters may feel karmic, especially under Mercury-Uranus aspects, but keep perspective. Emotional authenticity, not fantasy, matters. Emotional healing. The moon in Capricorn urges boundaries that protect, not isolate. Give support, but maintain self-respect. Precaution, don't bottle up emotions to appear strong. Vulnerability shared with integrity is strength, not weakness. Health and lifestyle tips. Body. Moon in Capricorn governs bones and joints, stretch, hydrate, and mind posture. Mind, ground mental overactivity with meditation or slow breathing. Diet, prefer warm, nourishing meals, root vegetables, soups, ghee. Energy, Drudi yoga supports endurance, ideal for beginning long-term fitness or study habits. The soul message theme, discipline is the form love takes when it matures. Under Uttara Ashada Nakshatra and Drudi yoga, today's victories are quiet, cumulative, and lasting. The universe reminds you that consistency builds destiny, and patience under pressure is not waiting, it's preparation. Thank you for watching and listening in. I hope this helps you today. Leave your comment and share this with your fellow astrology enthusiasts. Be safe. Be awesome. I'll see you tomorrow with another round of daily predictions. Take care.